We begin this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I saw a cartoon once of an elderly couple standing at the foot of a large tree, and they were right up against the trunk, and they were looking for something, and one of them turned and said, "It's got to be here somewhere." And what we can see in the picture is what they were looking for was way up above. It was a carved heart with their initials in it. Only because they had done it so many years before, it was now 3 feet across. So I don't know if, carved hearts really expand when the tree grows. But it was a good cartoon to remind us that we can miss the big picture, if we're looking at the details. And I think that missing the big picture was the reason for that disheartening, troublesome response of the disciples to being rejected by the Samaritans. Jesus had sent some on ahead of him to see if they could prepare lodging, I suppose, for Jesus to travel through Samaria. Well, Samaria wasn't a very friendly place for Jews, and so he was rejected. So the disciples came back and said, "What should we do? Shall we call down the fire of heaven and destroy them?" Jesus understood the feeling of rejection and pain, but what he did was not to look to destroy those who create evil, but to embrace them. I mean, that's the whole reason that God came as a human being, incarnate, embodying the love of God, and going through life feeling what we feel. So he certainly felt, the rejection, the scorn, and because the love of God is always looking for peace and justice, he was up against the authorities again and again, and they finally killed him. God, of course, did not leave him abandoned, but raised him on the third day. And that is a reminder that Jesus understands, as I mentioned to the children, what we're going through when we go through it, and will not leave us abandoned either. But when the disciples came and asked Jesus, "Shall we call down the fire of hell on these people?" Or the fire of heaven, actually, but that sort of doesn't seem quite right, does it? "The fire of heaven on these people," Jesus said, no, he rebuked them. And in some manuscripts, he says more than that. He says, "You don't understand the spirit of what we're doing. I didn't come to destroy people. I came to save them." They lost sight of the big picture. They were dealing with their own feelings. They were dealing with the political scene of the day, the details. Jesus was trying to tell them the big picture is the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God is not to be confused here with heaven. That's sort of an extension of the kingdom of God. But usually when Jesus talks about the kingdom of God, he's talking about what happens here on earth. And we pray for that, don't we, in the Lord's Prayer. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What he was talking about was bringing love and forgiveness out into the world in the form of peace and justice. And when he said that, he said that to all of us. In fact, what the gospel is today is simply an invitation for us to join Jesus in that work. That's what baptism is. It's an introduction into the kingdom of God and the work that we do together. Now, Jesus had to tell people, you have to go all in if you're going to do this. You can't hold back. There were people who wanted to follow him, and Jesus said, I don't have a permanent place to live. And someone said, well, I want to first bury my father, which probably meant to see to the details of his father's burial, which was a cultural expectation for men. And Jesus said, right now, those cultural expectations are not as important as taking this message out. And someone else said, well, I'll follow you, but I just need to go back and say goodbye to everybody. And Jesus said, no, this is more important. When I think of people that are all in for the kingdom of God, I think of someone Keith and I met, a lady named Anne Clavino, and our member Noah Hornbeck, who just returned last night from Papua New Guinea, met her too. We were there in Papua New Guinea 3 years ago, and she is a teacher at a seminary and in quite a remote area. And she does not have the most comfortable and safe environment to live in. She also is treated as a second-class person in Papua New Guinea because women are not as important as men. And even on the seminary campus, that was made known to her. And, of course, I'm sure she had to give up her friends. She's white. She's single. She's a woman. She stood out. There were no people like her. And internet is very spotty there, so keeping up with her friends at home was hard. But she continues to be there because of what she's doing. She is teaching young men to take the message of God's love and forgiveness out to people who have never heard it before. And so Anne stays. When I think of people that aren't afraid to take risks for peace and justice, who are willing to go all out for it, I think of a former Webster Groves police officer that I had the privilege to ride along with a couple times quite a few years ago. He's retired now, but he told me about his son's dealing with his sexual orientation and his challenges, and finally how it was when his son came out. And he said it was very hard for him as his father. But as he learned to accept it, he decided he wanted to show support for his son. So when the next Pride parade came along, he marched as a father of a gay man. And he said young men and women came up to him, and not all young, and they said, "You don't know what this means to us. Our parents have not yet accepted us, and your being here means everything." And when I think of people willing to give up their time and their energy and take risks to help other people, I think of you, taking in foster children, mentoring adults, giving endless hours, giving up time that you could use otherwise for nonprofits that support children and underprivileged, that take care of the environment, that are concerned about the safety of animals. So I think what God is saying to us today is jump in with both feet. Don't give up. Don't hold back. Don't count the cost. Keep doing what you're doing and do it completely. And if there's something that your heart has been leading you to, but you've been a little afraid, don't be. Christ is with you. What Jesus is saying to us today is, I need you to do the work of the kingdom of God. And I want you beside me always. And how can we say no to an offer like that? Amen.